Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I can't even hardly tell where the scar is." I said, "Like I say, that's my faith that's doing that." He said, "Gee, at this rate," he said, "instead of 6 weeks, one more week, you can go back to work." I said, "Sir, I went back to work the second Monday morning, the first Monday morning, after you operated on me Monday." He said, "No way." I said, "Of course I did." I said, "By faith, Jesus said, all things are possible with me." I said, "I never took a pain pill, not one. I never had a pain." Matthew 8:13 makes you an awesome statement. You know what it says? Somebody read it. Open your Bible to Matthew 8:13, and somebody just tell me what you get out of Matthew 8:13. And that's the King talking. Matthew 8:13. Oh, now what does that really mean to you, Miss Dale?
It's over. It's done.
Oh, go your way, and as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. So what is the limitations God put on us? Your own belief. As you believe. What the story was there, the centurion came and says, "Lord, I have a servant at home with a palsy." Jesus got him and said, "I'll go heal him." He said, no, I'm not worthy if you even come to my house. You just speak the word and he'll be healed. Oh, Jesus, he's not found this kind of faith. But he said, "Good. As you have believed, so shall it be unto you." So when the man got home, what did he find? His servant was healed. Did he believe that Jesus could do it long range? Sure. As you believed, what kind of authority and power has God given us, the church? All power. So as we believe, so shall it be done to us. Now then, people say, "But Thurman, I believe I can be healed if the doctor can do something for me." Okay, go to the doctor. And if you have faith in that doctor, and you better hope that Jesus will help you a little, because you're not going to be depending on him much. You're going to be depending on the doctor. And he will help you to a degree. But if you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, it's just like the other day, I went over to a hospital in Fort Worth, a man of God. I mean, he's an independent Baptist. He was very strong about that. "I'm an independent Baptist." I said, "What make any difference to me? You know," I said, "I'm just a believer in Jesus." I said, "So what's happened?" He's 70 years old. He said, "I fell out of a tree. I was cutting some limbs, and I fell out of a tree and broke a whatever it was, an arm or something here." And I said, "How long are you going to be in here?" He said, "Well, about 6 more weeks." He said, "The doctor said about 6 more weeks I can go home." I said, "Well, do you believe this Bible?" He said, "Absolutely. I'm an independent Baptist, and I believe every word." I said, "Well, why don't you open your independent Baptist Bible and read Matthew 18:19 to me and see what the Lord says?" So he turned his Bible over there and he opened it to Matthew 18:19. And I said, "You know who's talking there?" He said, "Well, it's in red in my Bible, so it's Jesus." And I said, "What did he say?" And he says, "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." I said, "So you want to stay in here 6 weeks? Or you want to get out in 1 or 2? Or what do you want?" He said, "You really think he meant exactly what he said?" I said, "No, I think he was lying to us." You see what I'm saying? I said, "Now then, the doctor said you'd be out here in 6 weeks. What do you want to do?" I said, "You was totally lined up with the doctor. You was going to lay right here for 6 weeks. But," I said, "you want to give God some glory and get it done quicker?" He said, yes. He said, you know, I never looked at it like this. I said, that's what's wrong with the church today. We don't believe these promises. So, we stood on God's Word. And he was out there in a few days. What can you do? I mean, what did Jesus... I mean, he made us all these promises. Isn't that true? I mean, it's just like the day that... talking about spiritual authority. Years ago, and back in 1995, I took that same verse in Matthew 18:19, and a little 11-year-old boy that had his body covered with warts since he was 3, all over him, and they had burned some off of the top of his right hand, left 2 great big old giant scars, and the warts came back into on his hand, right in the scars. I went over there on Sunday afternoon, spent 2.5 or 3 hours building their faith, making sure their sins were confessed. Then I asked Philip, I said, Philip, do you believe that Jesus that I've been talking about today can take those warts and scars off of your body? He said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you teach out of God's Word today, I believe Jesus can do anything. Now, what's Jesus looking for? Faith. So we take Matthew 18:19. We kneel in the floor with his mom, dad, and his sister. I ask the Father in the name of Jesus on behalf of Matthew 18:19 to remove all of Philip Anthony Wren's warts and scars, and I thank the Lord for doing it. And we stood up and I said, do you all agree? And they said, well, yes, we do. But why should we agree? I said, it's the prayer of agreement. I said, now, this is a law book. This law book is forever settled in heaven. How many of y'all know the Word of God is a law book? It's a spiritual law book. How many of you know if you walk into a court of law with a law book that's written on earth and you make one little technical mistake, you lose your case? You know where I'm coming from? Now then, that's with earth attorneys. But when you come spiritually before the throne of God with His law book and you stand on His Word, you've got to do it exactly like He says. Because if you don't, if I use the prayer of agreement and I'm the only one that says anything, and Lord, I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, just like you said there, to remove anything, remove those warts and scars from Philip Anthony Wren's body, and I want to thank you and praise you, it's done. And out of God, I said, it's done. I started to walk out. Immediately, the devil would have stood up and said, now, wait a minute, Judge, wait a minute. Yes, Thurman has great faith, I know. And he used the Word of God, yes, but he used the prayer of agreement, and I heard nobody agree with him. Your word being forever settled in heaven, which cannot be broken, you cannot bend it even for him. You can't bend it. So you cannot answer that prayer on behalf of the way it was asked. And he can't. So I said, do you all agree? She said, yes. I said, if everybody agree, I want you to say, I agree with this prayer in Jesus' name. So they all did. Then she said, when are they going to come off? I said, now that's the only thing God don't tell me, is when. I said, now he can do it any... I said, he can do it immediately. He can do it over time. But I said, I guarantee you, in a few days, that Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body. Why can I guarantee that? Because who guaranteed me he would do it? Jesus! If I can't believe him, then that means there's doubt in my heart. And again, the devil stands before me and before the throne of grace and says, Judge, he doesn't really believe the word. Did you hear him say, after he stood on that and he asked everybody to agree, he said, now then, if it's God's will, he will take them off. He didn't believe what is written, so it can't be answered. But when you tell them it will happen, just like the Word of God says, you guarantee it because God made the promise. I said, I guarantee you something else. The devil has one thing left now, and that's to get you to doubt. That's the only... we've done everything totally scriptural. I said, so the devil will now come to you in a form of a demon, in a thought, and the thought will come to your mind, you don't really think just because this man came over and took a few verses out of that Bible and knelt in the floor and spoke a few words that these warts and scars are really going to come off. Just remember, The doctors burned two rows of them off the back of his hand, and they came back in the scars. If the doctor can't take them off, you don't really think they're going to come off just because he prayed. I said, when that happens, and the devil will do that to you. I said, when that happens, you take the Word of God, and don't you even entertain that thought that comes to your mind. I said, you cast that thought down, and you tell the devil, devil, I want you to see what Jesus said. Jesus said they will come off. And I left there Sunday afternoon, and the next morning at 7 o'clock, when Mama went in to check Philip, all the big warts on the ends of his fingers and up under his fingernails were already completely gone overnight. Now then, Mama is seeing her tangible miracle. So let me tell you, the devil's in trouble in that house. He don't stand a chance. So he just don't bother them after this. But within 3 weeks' time, that mother come into church. 3 weeks later, she was absolutely on fire. She was raising her hand. She was praising God. She said, I've never seen a miracle in my life. I've been in church and Sunday school for 20 years. I've never seen God do a miracle. She said, I've only heard about things like this. But she said, Thurman, look, Philip does not have a wart anywhere left on his body. Of course, he had them all over his face and his nose, all over his neck, mouth. But every wart was gone. But the only thing left was those two big scars. She said, look, the only thing left those two big scars. I said, Mama, don't stop praising the King now. Keep worshiping Him. And I said, next Sunday, you won't have no scars. They'll be gone too. The next Sunday, when Philip's mother came in, not only did he not have any warts, but he had no scars. Jesus took off the scars. So if you make sure people's sins are confessed. See, God says, I do not hear this prayer of a sinner. I mean, you know, He told us that in John and in the Psalms. So if He does not hear the prayer of a sinner, then you've got to make sure your sins are confessed. You've got to walk holy before Him. And that's why the church don't get no prayers answered. It's because we're living in sin. What is sin? Anything that's not of righteousness or anything that's not of faith is sin. So you must confess all sin and ask the Lord to forgive you and say, Lord, I do believe Your Word. Then you must find promises in His Word that will guarantee you can have what you ask Him for. You have something to stand on. What did He say do a while ago? Stand on the Word?
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.